Hi, this is Dr. Maggie Smith at Chiropractic First. Welcome to Module 2 of the Foundational Care Program. The purpose of these modules is to help you heal faster. They are designed to help you heal more quickly from current complaints, but also to help you respond better to future concerns when they arise. These modules grew out of a question that I kept asking myself, which was, why do some patients heal faster than others? And furthermore, what makes some patients respond to chiropractic care better than others? I see some patients whose lives are transformed by chiropractic care. They're not only happier, but they're healthier. They're more emotionally and more physically resilient. And they attribute a big part of that resilience to their chiropractic care. So what causes that to happen? The answer that I've come up with is the body awareness model. The patients who heal and who are more resilient are the ones who have greater awareness of their bodies. In the last module, I told you about the injury model, and I explained why it is an outdated and really insufficient way to think about pain, especially chronic pain. A better way to think about your body and healing is using the awareness model. One key to the awareness model is proprioception. People who heal faster and have less chronic pain have better proprioception. And so today we're going to talk about proprioception. This is a concept that has captivated me since I first learned about it in school. And over the years, as I've studied it more, I found it so dramatically impacts your health, your happiness, your engagement with the world. On a really basic level, it can be understood as joint position sense. As you're listening to this, raise your leg or your arm. Without looking at it, you know where it is in space. You know mostly how high it is off the ground. You know how close it is to objects around you. You can't feel that, at least not consciously. But on some level, you know where your body is. That is proprioception. Proprioception is the subconscious information you get that tells you where your joints are. It tells you where your body is in space. And it is so, so important because not only does it tell you where you are in space, but it dramatically impacts everything from your pain levels to degenerative neurological diseases. People who have decreased proprioception have increased levels of pain. At the end of this module, we will talk a little bit more about that. People who have Parkinson's disease and other degenerative diseases have decreased proprioception. So it really impacts a wide range of neurological conditions from pain to severe degenerative diseases. Proprioception comes from the Latin words receptus, which means the act of receiving, and proprius, which means one's own. And that's just such a perfect encapsulation for the incredible value of proprioception. Proprioception is the act of receiving yourself. More than just being about where your joints are, it's about self-awareness. And while there's not a lot of published research on this, my clinical experience is that the patients I have who are really good at proprioception also seem to have better emotional and better mental self-awareness. They know where their bodies are in space, but they also seem to know better where they are in the world on a mental and an emotional level. But let's get back to the physical level first. Proprioception is important because it's closely tied to your balance. If you don't know where your body is, it's harder to keep balanced. As you think about it and as you see older people who are shuffling as they walk, right? They keep their feet pretty far apart. They don't pick their feet up off the ground much. That's because they don't know where their bodies are in space. They don't know where their ankles are. They don't know where their knees are. And so while you can easily just pick up your feet and walk without having to look down to make sure your feet are coming off the ground, when you start losing proprioception, you start shuffling more because you don't know where your ankles are. You don't know where your feet are enough to pick them up the way you can pick your feet up right now as you're walking. So how are you going to improve your proprioception? The first way is by getting adjusted. Studies have shown that chiropractic care has a really strong impact on the proprioceptors themselves. So the proprioception is governed by these receptors, proprioceptors, that are in your joint spaces. So they're in the space between your two bones in your joint, and they receive this information about your proprioception. So chiropractic care is going to help that dramatically. The second one is by doing different exercises that are going to help improve your proprioception. And that's the main thing that we're going to do in this module, is give you some exercises. You may already be doing some good things to improve your proprioception. Tai Chi is really good. Yoga is really good. The simplest way to increase your proprioception is to stand on one foot. Ideally, do this with no shoes on. You can do it while you're doing dishes or while you're brushing your teeth. Just stand on one foot. Those are really good times to do it because you're standing still and you also have the sink in front of you to stabilize if your balance gets a little wobbly. So first exercise is just stand on one foot while you're doing dishes, while you're brushing your teeth. The second level of exercises is to use a wobble board or a BOSU ball, and you can stand on that as much as you can. I do that when I'm using free weights at the gym. So if I'm doing upper body weights, I will just either stand or I'll do squats on a wobble board at the same time. That's a really good way to increase the proprioception in your lower body, right? In your feet, in your ankles, in your knees, in your hips as well. Another way to do it is to just sit on an exercise ball instead of a normal desk chair while you're watching TV, while you're at your computer. They have those big exercise balls that you can probably picture. You may have one at home. Sitting on that is going to be really good for the proprioception in your hips, in your torso. It's also going to be really good for your core. So that's definitely a good one. If you don't have one of those things, if you don't have a BOSU ball, you don't have a gym membership, you don't have a big ball you can sit on, the very easiest way to do this is to use your bed or use your couch, and just do squats, right? Just kind of stand on the bed or on your couch and squat down or do lunges or jump on the bed, right? Like anything that's going to have you using that squishy surface, it's going to make it a little harder to balance, and that's what we're aiming for. So pick one of those, right? Whether you can start using a wobble board at the gym or whether you're going to start doing squats on your couch or on your bed, something that's going to have you on that kind of squishy surface is going to be really good for your proprioception. The third exercise is going to help expose your body to what is called a proprioceptively rich environment. And for this, you can watch the videos that are part of this module. In the video, I show you two ways to engage in proprioceptively rich environments. The easiest way is the video that I have, which is me just walking around on the grass with no shoes on. You'll notice as I'm doing that, I walk on my heels, and then I'm walking on my toes, and then I'm walking on the outside of my feet, and then the inside of my feet. And I'm just kind of playing around and using different parts of my feet and walking in different ways. That is incredibly good for your proprioception. It's really good for you neurologically. The goal is to get your nerves different pieces of information. You want to get the joints in your feet and your ankles to be in different positions, to be weight-bearing in different ways. It may seem just like playing, but it's incredibly important for the neurology of your body that the joints in your feet are weight-bearing in different ways. So doing this without shoes on is the best. If you have thin shoes, you can wear those. If you have to wear shoes, doing it is better than not doing it. So try it with shoes if you need to. And finally, the most advanced stage of creating a proprioceptively rich environment is to climb around on big rocks. And luckily, we have lots of big rocks at the beaches along Lake Michigan. Again, there's a video of me doing this in the module on that webpage where you got this recording from. The appeal of climbing around on rocks, as you see me doing in that video, is that it causes the joints in your hands and your elbows to also engage in weight bearing on bumpy surfaces. As you watch that video, you'll see what I mean. You don't have to climb high. You don't have to do any risky moves. Simply traversing the rock sideways, really not getting high off the ground at all. The point is just that you have to use your hands and your feet to balance and to move forward. That's going to do incredible things for the nerves in your upper body and in your lower body. Again, the thinnest, most flexible shoes you have are good to do this in. The more you can feel the rocks under your feet, the more your feet have to bend as they're climbing over the rocks, the better. So I want you to pick one of these activities and do it 3 times a week. Whether you're going to commit to standing on 1 foot while you brush your teeth, whether you're going to commit to some sort of balance activity, whether it be a BOSU ball, a wobble board, a big gym ball that you're going to sit on, or then those proprioceptively rich environments, right? Walking in weird ways on your toes, on your heels, on the sides of your feet, or going down to the lake and playing around on the rocks. Those are all going to be really good things to do. So pick one, do it 3 times a week. When you come in, let me know which one you've picked just so we can keep you on track. On the most immediate level, the reason that this is so important is that there's an inverse relationship between proprioception and nociception. Nociception is the pain receptors in your body. Nociceptors tell your brain about pain, and they can't fire at the same time that proprioceptors do. So in that split second when your brain is getting information about motion, it can't also get information about pain. So by increasing your proprioception, you're going to decrease your pain levels, just simply on a neurological level. And there seem to be some lasting effects to this. So that once your body improves proprioception, the pain receptors just go down. They're not as active. Even when you're just sitting still, proprioception and proprioceptors will decrease your neurology for pain. And as I said, people who have better proprioception have better self-awareness mentally and emotionally as well. At least that's my experience in the practice. And undoubtedly, they heal better and they heal faster. So I'm going to leave you with these exercises. Watch the videos, pick one, start doing it. Let me know what you're noticing. There's no right way. Don't worry if your balance isn't good. Don't worry if you have trouble and you fall off the wobble board. Don't hurt yourself. But the point is to just learn more about your body and get your body to be activating in different ways. So have fun with it. And I will see you soon.